This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 190, and the topic of discussion today is respect or challenge your truths. Not the truth, your truth. That's what we're going to talk about today. So before we get started, I do want to ask you, how is your day going? How was it? Did you make the best of this day? Because you already know, like I do, we got to put our best foot forward. We got to put a smile on our face, give a smile, get a smile kind of thing, so we can make this day work for us instead of against us. So even though you may have gotten tried up, or you're going to get tried up in previous days, and you're listening to this podcast months from now, just know, I get it. I'm with you, because life is going to happen to all of us. But always make the day work for you as best as possible and walk it out to the best of your ability. All right, so let's get to this topic really quick. I won't hold you for too long. That's what the pastor say all the time, ain't it? And then he stay up there for about an extra 45 minutes, and then you want to pray, and then you still got to do tithe and offering. But but anyway, for real, I'm really, truly not trying to hold you too long. As y'all can hear, the struggle with the pollen in the air is real. If it's not a cough, it's allergies. If it's not allergies, it's sinus. If it's not sinus, it's something. So, pardon me and my raspiness. I'm really starting to feel as if this is going to be my forever voice. So, whoever end up taking me on as his wife in crime, they love me as I am, you know? But anyway, let me get to the freaking topic. Respect or challenge your truth? Which one is better? Personally, for most part, I think it's respecting your truth. But I do believe there are certain times in life where you may need to challenge it and be okay with challenging it. Now, not challenging it feeling as if you're under pressure or scrutiny, or you're feeling overwhelmed or judged by someone else trying to ridicule what your truth is, but more so challenging it from the perspective of, is it truly helping or serving you, or is it hindering you and suffocating your growth? So that's what I mean when I say maybe you need to challenge. What did this topic come from? Some of you may be asking. I had a moment of interacting with some young ladies I was privy to hanging out with and catching up over some educators talk, if you will, over salsa and chips. And we were all just having very interesting dialogue, debates, perspectives that we were all sharing at the table. And I thought it was great conversation. But there was a moment that came up where my observer's hat came on, if you will. And I was able to watch the ladies kind of dialoguing and everyone sharing their truth, their perspective on a certain topic. And one lady within the conversation, her truth was very strong. And I could slightly see that the other person didn't swallow it well. You get what I'm saying? Like, she had a little heartburn about the truth that the one person tried to express or expose, if you will. And during this time, there was this back and forth debate about it. Like, I don't know why you feel that way, because, I mean, I just wouldn't feel that way. I just think that wouldn't work, and I think that's unrealistic, and da-da-da-da. And so the person had this strong opinion about what the person said their truth was, but it didn't negate the fact that that was her truth. Now, this is the reason why I brought it up, because I do believe that a lot of people, for one, won't share their truth because they don't want to feel the overwhelm or the judging or the ridicule that they may feel will come with exposing the truth. But what I believe about truth is that it's naive if you ever think that most people or everyone will agree with your truth. I also think that you have to respect the fact that, like life, not all things will be equal. And it's sometimes unfair, and people are going to feel however they may feel about it. But if it's a policy that keeps you in order, if it's a belief that keeps you on the straight and narrow, if it's something that is expanding you and or elevating you, then it can't be anything but respected. Now, let's flip on over to the times when I feel it should be challenged. When should you challenge your truth? Should it ever be challenged in your eyes? Because what is your truth? Your truth is your experience in life that has molded your perspective and your reality. That's your truth. Like, it has built what your life is. It develops your attitude, your personality. It embodies how you engage and interact with others. All of those things embody the aligning of your truth, of who you are and what you feel is gospel to a sense. And so, when is it good to challenge your truth? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Because so many of us will go through life not even challenging what is. Ooh, and we ain't even gonna get on religion. What? Being a Southerner, being down here in this Bible Belt, being down here with all these real over-the-top, holy, extra-Christian, Baptist, Pentecostal, Holiness, Methodist, AME, and every other denomination churches. Sometimes to challenge your truth is blasphemy. And with that being said, you will shut off challenging your truth in every arena of your life. And is that healthy? I don't know. Me personally, I don't think so. Because sometimes we can hold on, because there's another conversation, and I know I'm kind of ranting, but maybe I'm just dropping some seeds that you can go and further investigate or expound on with your group or your clique or your crew or whomever. And you may come up with some genius stuff or, you know, get some great advice. So nibble off of this value in this podcast as much as you can. So anywho, there was another topic that came up, of course, around relationships being, you know, either married or just an intimate relationship. And one, there's a person who had like a whole bunch of adamant stuff on their list about what they feel like their man should have, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's their truth. That's what they see their reality is. That's just, you know, as of now, that's a non-negotiable. My question would always be, is something like that, should it be challenged? Or is it that you're just going to hold on tight to it in a sense of, are you ever going to ask the question, is this hindering me from getting to where I want to go? Or is it helping me? Is it serving me in the case of trying to truly interact with a guy, trying to truly engage in an intimate space with someone without suffocating myself with this list of must-haves? Don't get me wrong. Please don't get it twisted. I want you to have some standards and expectations. Yes, ma'am. Pam, okay? Standards and expectations are important to life. So please have them. But what I'm saying is it not okay to just challenge it sometimes? If you realize that you've been holding on to this list since the ninth grade now, and You about to hit that 35 tilt and it ain't even came together for you yet. Is it okay to challenge your truth? Don't get me wrong. Respecting your truth is a very necessary thing, especially in a day and time where everybody trying to sell you be this, be that, be this, be that, question mark here, WTH here, WTF in some spots. So respecting your truth is a very powerful and necessary thing. But I also want to challenge you to know when you need to question it, challenge it, flip the rock underneath and see what's under there. It may seem scary. It may be some grim. It may be some scum. But once you get past those layers of fear, of what ifs, I think there's beauty to be discovered. I think there's a new you, a new lens that could take you to new heights. To respect or to challenge your truth? That is the question. I want to hear from you now. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Do you find yourself truly respecting your truth where you really don't even challenge it? Or are you a person who lives in adventure and you're always trying to, you know, flip the coin over, discover new ways, challenge your truth? Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S190 and leave your thoughts. Or you can hit me up on Twitter.com/AniJ420 or on Facebook.com/AniKJ420. I want to hear what you have to say. I thank you so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast. If you have someone who needs to listen to my podcast, please refer them to whether it's iTunes or on Google. I'm also on Google Play. So definitely share it with a friend, share it with a family member. Until we talk again, please know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. And don't forget to leave me a review. If you have not left me a review yet, shame on you. Go ahead. Tell me how I can better serve you. Tell me what I'm doing right. Tell me what you may feel I'm doing wrong. Whatever it is, I want to hear your feedback. So leave it on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher Radio. I thank you guys so much for your time. I love you. I'm out of here.